Welcome to the Spirit School of Ministry podcast, where we discuss discipleship in everyday life. Hi there, Bob here, Pastor David over there, and the wonderful, the awesome Keturah Wilk, right there, right here in the middle, taking Liz's place.
Oh man,
that's right, amazing. Right. I knew we could get rid of her one way or the other.
Hey.
Yeah. The Lord has found a woman after his own heart.
Yes, and we've got Keturah. Don't worry, folks. Those of you that idolize Liz, Pastor Liz, will be back someday in the future. It's just we don't know what that future is like right now. Mm. But until then,
We'll change everything.
We've changed everything.
We already have.
I know. What have we changed, Pastor David?
I personally redecorated this entire set.
Wow.
I hope everybody likes it.
This is awesome. Awesome like a ham sandwich.
I'm just kidding. I did not do it.
You didn't?
It was our Rose and our Jeremiah.
Those guys.
They did a great job on this set.
I love it.
Not that any of you guys watch this. You all listen to it. But if you want to go watch it on YouTube, it looks really nice.
Matter of fact, if you do watch it, I want you to put some comments in there and suggest to Rose and Jeremiah how well they did, or maybe you'd like to do your own updates here. So come on down. We'll invite you.
Yeah. But
this is great.
Mm-hmm.
This is really wonderful. Thing. Well, today, let's get back to
it
business.
It does look
here.
Good, you guys.
Get to business.
We're going to get back to Christian business.
Oh.
That's why we have you here. I know.
I know
you don't know why you're here.
You know, I never know why I'm anywhere.
Yeah, but you know why you agreed to coming here, but this is the reason you've agreed.
Okay.
Because we are going to talk about Christian business. And here, in my hot little hands, that one's for Rose, I have several questions for you that we are all going to discuss, possibly, unless you just hog the mic.
Wow. And that's okay, because you're actually a business person. So you should be the one to answer most of these questions.
Yes.
I am.
Yeah. David's like in the monkey business. So we'll get him in on that.
I read books and tell people about them. So I'm not really a business person.
I love it.
Well, I have an argument for that.
Okay. People don't know this, but Pastor David has a marketing degree.
Yeah. Wow.
Actually
That's
should
why you
be
can
the...
sell Jesus. So well.
Yeah. Well, he's a lot easier to sell than like peanuts or something.
So you're saying there is such a thing as a Christian business.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know.
And here is the CEO of it. Okay. Well, here's my first question for you. What makes a business a Christian business from your perspective?
From my perspective? Yeah. I don't think there are Christian businesses.
Oh.
I think there are Christians who manage businesses for God.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I'm liking that.
Yeah, that's...
That's,
what about someone that like sells stickers that say Jesus loves you or something?
Yeah.
Is that a Christian business? Okay.
No.
But if the Christian or the person who sold the stickers wasn't a Christian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
well, that
makes
that
sense.
That can happen all the time, right? Mm-hmm. So you're telling us there really isn't a Christian business because businesses can't be saved.
Yes.
Got it. I think I've had a few businesses that I knew were not saved. Actually, now that you say that.
That you managed?
Yes.
Okay. We're also going to have confessions here today as well.
That's a good place to start.
Okay.
Well, since you're so successful at your Christian business life, I have a question. Is a Christian business a biblically based concept?
Absolutely. Like 100%. All?
What? 100%.
Crazy. All business principles come from the Bible.
Oh.
So, you know, all the correct ones, mm-hmm. all the ones that will bring success. And as a Christian, if we are in God's economy, which we are, then absolutely, it all comes from.
Now, I hate to challenge you on this one.
Right away. We're like great, 1 minute in.
One into it, you know, from my great biblical, you know, dynamic skills. But I believe there was a guy who made things even with debtors, and that's in the Bible, and that didn't sound very biblically based to me. He just gave everybody like half off, and he was considered wise. So are you saying all biblical accounting of business is biblical?
So you're focusing on the parable of the unjust steward for people that are trying to figure out where that account was
in
your old King James Bible.
Well, you know how I teach in spirit
I'm really glad that you guys can interpret for each other. Because
when people ask, I tell them, you have to go find what I just said. Mm-hmm. So, yes, you're right. It's the unjust steward. So that was a pretty bad example in the Bible of a steward.
The steward was, right?
Yeah.
But was the master unjust?
Let me push back on you there, because you're saying that it was a bad business principle. So what happened in this parable? There was a steward that was going to get fired because he was doing a bad job managing people's stuff. So instead of just letting himself get fired, he went to the people that owed his master money and said, hey, you owe the master $100, just give me 80. Oh, you owe him $50, just give me 20. And by doing that, he made friends with those people so that he would have someone to serve when he got fired. And that was commended as being wise. Now, he wasn't wise in business. He was wise in politics. Okay. He was wise in making friends through corruption. So that's not really a business principle. That's how I would argue back on that. But I was kind of interested what you were saying some of the business principles are that's from the Bible.
Yeah, give us some of those. Don't get deterred by my weird question.
Some of the business principles from the Bible. Well, you just touched on it. Just being just is absolutely scriptural. And, you know, the Lord talks about having just weights. So when you weigh something out, you know, when you pay someone that it's just. There's actually no Hebrew word for the word fair. Mm. There is the Hebrew word for just. So when you're a business owner, when you're stewarding God's business, you have to be very just in what you do. Mm. So when you have employees, you employ them justly. You pay them fairly, not fairly, justly for their wage, whatever they've done. You pay them correctly, right? I said fair because it's so easy to come out. Oh, that's so fair, right? Mm-hmm. But the Lord doesn't talk about being fair.
He's not fair.
He talks about being just and just. Right and righteous. So
I will be fair to you, says the Lord. wouldn't that be great?
That would be great. That would be awesome.
I'm glad he's not fair. If he was fair, I'd be in hell. So.
Exactly. It all comes back to the fact that he's just.
Yeah.
So
that's a great principle to take away from for as a Christian business person. Mm-hmm. Like it's something that you know, you can miss that pretty easily, actually, the subtleties of that. And actually when you start thinking about it, it's not so subtle. Mm. You know, justice is a whole, that is a not just a principle of God, that's actually part of his character.
Right, absolutely.
And so you know, he expects us to do justly, right? Yeah. That was not a suggestion. That was actually a command, right? And so do justly, love mercy, walk humbly with your God. Those are pretty good biblical-based concepts for a Christian business.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Man, true. Wow. Well, part of my question also with that was, you know, are they based on, you know, do Christians base them on the concepts in the Bible, but without, or do they sometimes, are there Christians who have a business, call it a Christian business, but don't base it on a business, on a biblical, you know, concept or a biblical principle? Do we see that happen?
Absolutely. All the time.
What do you think is the, since I want to help people out there, because I'm sure there's going to be, there are people listening to us that don't want to just be a pastor, you know? That would be horrible. A whole world filled with pastors. My God.
I actually think that everyone is a business owner.
Yeah. Yes.
I do. Really. So if you're a pastor, I think you are you're the CEO, the CFO of yourself.
Nice.
So as the business owner, as an employee, I would love for all of our employees to say, yeah, you know, I take pride in what I do and how I do it. And the more value I bring to my employer, the more money I'll make, or the more you know, you'll change position, or it's all about value. So, you know, we joke around about ministry, we joke around about servanthood, but all business is servanthood, right? Mm-hmm. We're bringing value to our customers. We're bringing value to you know, if we're selling something, we're bringing value to them as we give them something in exchange for value. You know, there's value. It's not all about money. Although money is a tool that God uses to teach us a lot, it's about value. What can you bring?
Yeah.
So
Do you call, now you happen to own several businesses. Mm-hmm. I happen to know that. But do you consider yourself a servant?
Absolutely.
Ah, so it's not just the whole boss attitude or, you know, dominant, I'm in charge and everybody else is subservient to me. In reality, everyone is a servant.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you're a servant, if you are a steward, I know that God blesses you, right? Mm-hmm. He gives you a little. If you do well with a little, he gives you more, mm-hmm. right? He makes mm-hmm. you master over more.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would consider myself a servant to our employees. I would consider myself a servant to our customers, anyone we come in contact with, because if you're serving, God's going to bless that. He always will. You know, we have a motto in our companies that it's people before profit, mm-hmm. right? The people come first. The profit will always come. I know it will. Mm-hmm. God promises that. So
that's wonderful.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say
Thank you.
I just felt the Holy Spirit. No, seriously. I know we're joking around, but I felt like the Holy Spirit was like talking to someone just then. Like that's a serious, that's a serious misunderstanding that some people have where they think, hey, you know, profit at all costs, you know, and people are just discardable. As a matter of fact, being a consultant most of my life in engineering, you know, I've seen companies just disregard people, just cut them off, throw them away, and not care about their lives. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm not talking about somebody who just wasn't doing their job and outright, you know, I get that part, but I'm just talking about just for profit, like just like cut off that. And, you know, and I've seen those companies actually fail. And then I've seen ones that had care for their people. And it's amazing how God blesses that. Yeah. I mean, and these weren't Christian companies, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they work as I worked for them, I hope.
What does that look like practically to just care for the employees?
To care for the employees. Well, first of all, I mean, it's a very serious thing that we consider mm-hmm. when we bring on an employee, because we're providing God. Obviously, God's the provider, right? But we as business owners are stewarding what he's given to provide for those people's families. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, if we're not doing what we are supposed to do, if we're not running companies correctly, if we're not people of integrity, if we're not, you know, valuing our employees, ultimately we won't make any profit, and then we cannot provide for those families. So first and foremost, it's you're in relationship with them, right? That's sometimes really hard because you don't always like everyone that you work with or like mm-hmm. everyone that works for you. But there's a common goal, right? There's a common vision that you try to bring to people. And if you have the same vision, it's like a Christian. Like I don't have a lot in common with Bob over here, but Jesus, right?
Yeah.
And several grandchildren.
his grandchildren. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. No, but it's you have that common thing. And so being able to point to that common thing always, mm-hmm. you bring that relationship in, right? So, and caring for others. So absolutely. I mean, if our employee needs something, I mean, I actually wish that we had Sham on here. My husband, Sham, who owns.
We
should get him on here because we're in partnership with each other and ultimately with the big boss, we're in partnership with God. Mm-hmm. He is such a great employer.
Yeah.
Because he cares for the souls of the people that work for us. And he'll take hours out of his day to sit and talk with someone if they need something, to give them advice. I wish every single one of them took him up on that.
Yeah.
He'll spend countless hours with them. He's a better employer than I am. I'm more of the accountant side. So I take account for things. I hold people to accountability, which also is, you know, a way to care for someone's soul.
Yeah.
Holding them in a place of accountability. So does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Well, right. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Something really struck me about earlier when you said that we were talking about being a servant in your business. And immediately I thought, like, Jesus came to serve. Mm-hmm. He was a servant leader. He wasn't just a leader. He wasn't like, hey guys, I'm here. I'm the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. I'm in charge.
Yeah.
And anybody doesn't get in the line, you're all done. Right. But that wasn't him. He came to serve. He came to wash feet. He came to die for the people that he's king over.
Yeah.
And it's and I think that that kind of speaks a little bit to, you know, some of the questions I have, you know, what kinds of businesses do you see in the Bible? And I was like, well, there's one. There's a God. There's a Jesus business. Mm-hmm. And it's anyway, what kind of
he also had a carpenter business.
Yeah. He worked for his dad.
He literally owned his business, right? Yeah.
Yes.
So he knew. I mean, he knew what it was to serve people and, you know, to make a good product and, you know, have a healthy type of pride in it. And, you know, people knew him as the carpenter's son.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Jesus isn't this totally mystical figure like the Buddha or someone like that and another. And forgive me, maybe Buddha had some other job. I'm not an expert in that, but in certain traditions, but
yes.
But yeah, like he's not so ethereal that he doesn't know what it's like to work for a living.
Right.
Yeah. So. Well, and also, you know, the great thing is that he qualified himself. Mm-hmm. He qualified himself as a carpenter.
Yeah. True.
Which is a huge point of integrity for people that I don't think that we really realize. So you have to qualify yourself in order to have integrity in what you do. Mm. To explain that better, I am not a surgeon, so I wouldn't do surgery on you, right?
This is good.
Unless I really needed it. Unless I was going to die.
That is true. I might like.
You could like cut my appendix out if you're the only one around. But yeah, I grant your point.
Maybe someday.
I grant your point, though.
We should do a podcast on your appendix being cut out right here.
Let's not. Let's not do that. All good. But no, there's, you know, if I'm a contractor, then I'm going to qualify myself to know how to build something. Like I'm not, and that brings, again, value, right? So I don't think every business owner needs to be an accountant or go to business school. I don't think that... But there are elements of qualifying yourself, you know, finding counsel. You know, the Bible talks a lot about seeking wise counsel. If you don't, you're a fool.
Yeah.
So qualifying is huge. Also, like I said, adds value.
So Jesus did that for himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's apprenticed.
Well, I also think it'd be really hard to return something to Jesus. Like, I'm bringing back this chair you made.
This is not quality work.
he's like, are you kidding me?
I actually think probably his mom was like, no, that doesn't look good or something like that.
Oh, his mother.
He also had a winemaking business.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
He owned all the means of production.
That's funny. There he goes again. Doing business without his mother.
He was a Christian brewer. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that.
Keep your wine making business to yourself, okay? We're talking Christian business here.
Just supernatural.
Yeah, supernatural wine. He's still pouring it out.
Yeah.
It's great. So what are like the benefits of a Christian business that you would just, you know, off the top of your head, what do you think?
The benefits of Christian business.
Yeah. Or just having a business that has Christian principles. Mm. That maybe because we've already said there's, you don't know that there's actually a Christian business. So, yeah.
Christian business is, it's an avenue of salvation. Being a Christian who owns a business is an avenue of salvation. It is your ministry. It is the most spiritual thing that you do.
Wait. That only happens in church.
I know. Mm. That's
filthy lucre.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You're telling me that you think that God would actually use a business to draw people to himself?
Yeah. That's harsh. I mean.
Wow. Wow.
I don't know if you wanted to expand on that.
That's a wow thing.
I mean, there's several examples in the Bible of that. Yes. like all the fishermen, you know, that were out there
details,
bringing people in.
Yeah, and I love all the supernatural things that happen in business in the Bible because it's like you sit there and you think, and I to myself, it's you know, you have a hard day, you're grinding, you're working hard, you're working late, you get there. You know, before everyone, you leave after everyone, you know, you're working at 11 p.m. while everyone else is sleeping and, you
thinking
know, all these,
about it. Yeah.
Yeah, all these, yeah, you're thinking about it, you're worrying about it,
uh-huh.
you're praying about it. And then I remind myself, man, I am in partnership with the creator of the universe.
Yeah.
And therefore I'm not subject to the economy. I'm not subject to what's going on in the world. I'm not subject to any of this because I know that I'm doing what God wants me to do.
Wonderful.
So absolutely. I mean, it's work is worship, right? So it's all, those are all benefits of it. I don't think that a business ownership is for the faint of heart at all.
Yes.
But it's not easy, but it's great.
Yeah. It's great. You know, you just said something about, you know, you're there later and all that. And I just was reminded of a conversation I had with your husband yesterday about business, actually. And he was telling me, yeah, contracting, people just love it, the glamour, you know, they have their own businesses, but they forget that you're up at midnight doing estimates to keep your guys busy. Mm-hmm. And they forget that part. Like that part's like is not ignored. And that's where it's not for the faint-hearted or the people or for folks who are more concerned about their own life rather than people around them. Because, you know, it's nice. You go to a business, you do work, and you leave and you never think about it again till the next morning when you show up late. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, that's the, that's kind of the, I don't know, the Western, you know,
mentality,
way it's done, absolutely. Right? You know, like, don't you owe this to me? You know, but they forget that real rich business owner, filthy rich business owner, making filthy lucre, never anything good.
Mammon.
Keeping it all for themselves. That person was up working while you were asleep.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And, you know, that doesn't count, you know. But I thought, you know, there's so much truth to that because, the Lord, he really is an example of a great businessman in so many ways because he's working while we're asleep at the wheel most of the time. And he's working on our behalf when we're just thinking, oh, you know, we're just thinking about ourselves. There's so much to learn from business.
Oh, absolutely.
It's incredible. Oh, wow. Great. Anyway, I don't know. I went off on a tangent. Yeah.
I think, you know, you see God as a businessman and an investor, you know, in Matthew 25, he's trusting people with his resources. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, I was just thinking like, it sounds like almost you're saying God's a capitalist, but he is, he's investing his resources to get a return. That doesn't mean that he's, a baron, a robber baron capitalist, like Keturah is saying, he's treating people with great justice and humility. But he's looking to get a return and he is willing to trust people. He's willing to mentor people. He's willing to train people. And that actually, it raises everything around that business. And you know, without businesses, without Christians operating businesses, there's no salt, there's no light out in the business world. And we're confined to the church. We're not actually investing our talents into the world. We're not seeing that the avenue of salvation happen, you know, because somebody thought it was more spiritual to sit in the prayer chapel, which it is. I love doing that. It's just as spiritual. Like I liked what you said. It's like, it's just as spiritual to provide a service and to encourage someone along the way. And, along the way, you might get a chance to share the gospel with them. And if you weren't providing a good service from a good platform of integrity, you couldn't do that. You know, so like, I just really respect people that are Christian business owners and do that because it's, you have to balance a lot more. There's a lot more things you're juggling.
I think like, business Christian, when business is practiced in the Christian manner, you're seeing Christianity in action, in life, in reality. It's not just a concept that's spoken about. It's actually a principle that's being manifested in life. And people see that. They understand, oh, so behind all this, there's some reality that's driving that's way beyond this. I just think it's great, actually, in so many ways that it has so many opportunities associated with it that, like I said, they're not actually opportunities you find in a church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In a church, just in the church setting. Now, I'm not against church, right? I think we need to have church there. I am a little bit against Pastor David's calling God a capitalist because I was about to invite him to our next communist gathering, but no, he's there. He goes throwing God under the capitalist.
Sorry,
bus.
Comrade. No. We are comrades. We are brothers.
We are comrades.
But yeah,
Okay, I'm going to move on.
Because, from each to his ability, to each according to his need.
Let them eat cake, guys. No, anyway. So what are the, this is a good one for you.
Okay.
What are the challenges to running a Christian business and remaining a Christian while you do it? No, I put that part in at the end.
Is that possible?
I just did an editorial at the end. But now, what are the challenges?
What are the challenges of being a Christian, of running a
business as a, you know, in a Christian principle and manner?
Yeah. Well, I think if you are truly a Christian, there's not a lot of challenges. I mean, other than, I think you get questioned sometimes, like, why are you doing it that way?
Oh, motives?
Oh, your motive. Oh. Why are you doing it that way? Or why are you allowing that? There's, when you trust people, like you were talking about, trust is another principle of the Bible. When you trust people, you open yourself up, right? And so, or if you're a giving person, you're giving to people, or you're more lenient with people. You're showing people mercy for different things. There's, you know, you open yourself up to maybe sometimes that being taken advantage of.
Yeah.
And that sometimes affects the bottom line, but that's okay.
Oh,
because
so they will try to use you. Some people will try to use you.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will scrutinize you.
Yeah.
For your Christian principles that you're exercising.
Absolutely.
Sounds a little like what we do to God. Doesn't it to you?
It does. I mean, right?
We scrutinize God. Why mm-hmm. you show that kind of kindness to that person? You know they deserve to burn.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's my least favorite, you know, story in the Bible, because I would show up at 6 a.m. to work and someone else would show up at the end of the day and everyone's gonna get paid the same.
One denarius.
Oh man.
All he promised you was one.
Capitalist.
But, see, I mean, there's the capitalist who's also generous, because he didn't have to do that. They didn't earn it.
Right?
This is why so many people who don't know God actually will either call him a capitalist or a communist, by the way, because they don't get him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's God. He operates outside of this whole
thing. And that might be like the very thing we're talking about is like sometimes people just don't get it.
Right.
Like, why don't you, you know, mark that up so high that you know, you take this huge profit in on something, or pay your employees less and then you make more of a profit. It's like, no, like we're all going for the same common goal, right?
Yes.
To increase our life, to manage what has been put in our care. And so that, yeah, our intentions get questioned, or why don't you cheat on your taxes? Why don't you
Christians don't do that.
Lie about this. Why don't you? Business is so great because it's a tool that if you know how to run it, if you know how to manage it, there are so many great, great advantages.
Mm-hmm. I love it. So that brings me to my next question for you. And that is, what is your
best? Look, I'm getting interrogated right now. Bright lights.
Yes, you're being interrogated. No, this is a good one. I'm going to put you right on the spot here. What is your best advice for some Christian who wants to start a business?
Seek God. No, seek God, seek counsel, because if you don't, you're a fool. Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh yeah.
So I don't think we could ever do anything on our own. There's huge importance in having wise counsel in whatever you do, and that might be in a secular way or mm-hmm. or a spiritual way. We have three counselors that we go to whenever we make a major decision.
Mm-hmm.
One is a very secular arena. One is very spiritual, and one's, you know, a buddy who I know will look out for my soul.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to start a business, seek counsel, qualify yourself. Know what you're doing, learn what you're doing. I think we really ended up with a number of businesses because we saw the need for business to be run correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're not super young anymore. Like this has taken a number of years. It's taken 22 years to get where we're at.
Is that all?
I know.
That seems young. Perspective.
Well, I mean, it's you have to make sure you know what you're doing. Is that a lack of faith? No, I don't think so at all. I think that is a position of great faith.
Yeah. So it's walking in wisdom, integrity, mm-hmm. godly knowledge, undercover. Wow. And under the principles of God. I love all of that. Mm-hmm. So we didn't want to keep you here all day because I know you're a busy business lady. And, you know, you happen to have a few hundred children.
You got 5 minutes. You know, 5 minutes here.
5 minutes. But I'm gonna leave it to you how we end, actually, because, you know, any last things you'd like to say to our audience as far as, you know, from your perspective as a Christian businesswoman, and also whenever you feel like it, if you would just pray for those that may be listening that, you know, God will help them, will lead them. So however you do it, it's all yours.
However you do it. Yeah. One other thing I did want to touch on was this concept of covenant. And business is all about covenant. You know, you shake someone's hand, you go into contract with them. And that is one of the greatest concepts in the Bible, is that God cut covenant with us, and we cut covenant with our employees. We cut covenant with our customers. We cut covenant with our vendors. We cut covenant with our subcontractors. It's always about keeping your word,
yeah.
right? Keeping wow. your side of what you said you were going to do,
mm-hmm.
and communicating that as well. You know, communication is huge in business. I said I was going to call you back. I'm going to call you back. Did I say I was going to get this done by this time? I did. And maybe circumstances have made it so that I can't.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to communicate with you that, you know, a tree fell on that. I can't fix it today, or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever, my kids are sick, or, the product didn't come in, you know, as planned,
mm-hmm.
but making sure that people know that they're valued,
mm-hmm.
that your customers are valued. Like, hey, I know that your house is torn apart. Your kitchen is in, I'm going to say it, shambles.
Yes.
That's one of our
yes.
you know, business jokes.
Yes.
It's letting them know that we care, right?
Yeah.
That a lot of times we work with customers that their home is what we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
And letting them know that we care about that. Like, this is your home. We want to make sure that your chimney is on correctly so that your kids don't fall out the wall, or, you know, right. whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And if we don't do that, we want people to tell us, like, hey, I didn't feel like you cared.
Oh, so you actually look for feedback. Mm-hmm. In those areas.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's a
important thing. We're not even looking for a 5-star Google review. We're looking for, hey, did we serve you the way that you wanted to be served?
Wow. Well, that's a whole different level of covenant you're talking mm-hmm. about there. I have to believe that a lot of businesses or a lot of people do not approach business like that at all, like a covenant. I actually have never heard anybody speak it in those distinct terms as covenant. I understand what you're saying completely. I've experienced that completely. You know, matter of fact, I actually believe this, and I've believed this for almost 45 years that I've been in business, is that when I work with someone or for someone, that I believe God's blessing is on their business. And I pray for their business. Or if I'm designing something, I'm praying for them that God will increase it way beyond, you know, the benefit I'm going to get out of it. But that kind of covenant is a whole different realm of covenant you're touching on at the very end here. I think we will have to get you and your husband back here to discuss this in a lot more detail, because you're touching into areas that will affect a person's walk with Christ, like how they walk in reality in this world,
mm-hmm.
you know, and how people experience them. Because even a person that doesn't know Christ, if they experience covenant with you, they're getting the best evangelistic display of Christ in their life that they ever will.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. Awesome. David, did you have anything to say before she...
No, they've fixed my house several times, and I'm a happy customer. So I can't say anything negative. Yeah, you should use them. You know,
your wife.
Cornerstone construction.
We're winning in a plug for a
www.
Yeah, yeah. Should. No, they do a good job.
That's great.
Yeah. All right.
You're cool. The boss now. All right. See, you are the boss.
Let's pray this out. Mm-hmm. We're out of here.
Thank you, Father.
Father, we just thank you so much for who you are. Lord, we thank you that you give us so liberally and freely, and that you only just ask that we just serve you in return. So, Lord, we just come to you today, and we lift all those that are in business currently, that are your sons and your daughters, or those that are feeling the pull and the tug to go in that direction, Lord. I pray that by your Spirit, you would give them great wisdom in which directions to go, that you would lead them and guide them in everything that they are doing, and that, Lord, you would give them the courage to step out and to do your will. Yeah. And we just honor you and praise you and thank you. Amen.
You know, I wanted to take a second to thank you for taking time out of your day, and also to speak to people listening or watching this. You know, Keturah actually is a vast resource in so many ways. And so if you contact us and you'd like to get some advice from Keturah, I would try to put you in touch with her. And because I know the kind of woman she is, a woman of God who cares about people. So what you've heard her talk about today is not just the theory, it's actually her life. And I think I sense from Holy Spirit, actually, there may be someone listening that they're thinking about a business. They're thinking about what if and how and why, and that you could really benefit from some advice on that. So God bless you, and thanks for joining us today. Really appreciate it. I hope we've been helped to you. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to subscribe to get the latest episode. And for more information, go to spiritschoolofministry.com.